Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, actually. Beautiful summer's morning here. Lovely September morning in the UK this morning. Sun is shining. My lawn is looking absolutely magnificent, let me tell you. I mean, Wimbledon didn't happen this year. If they wanted somewhere to play it, the Potts household would be available. Lawn looking spectacular.
Gosh, somebody's in a good mood this morning.
That's what it's about. Listen, I think you cannot trust someone who doesn't put effort into their lawn. That is my view of the world these days.
There's a lot of effort, though, isn't it?
Not really. This time of year, it's an important time of year. Fertilizer down, late summer, slow release fertilizer. Then you want your low temperature activated weed killer. Then just finish it off with an organic soil conditioner. Put that down this time of year. Beautiful.
Gosh, we'll make a gardener out of you yet.
You're sure, for sure.
Okay, well, could you just get over to London now and just sort out this row between the EU and the UK, please?
It's looking rather difficult, isn't it? Yesterday, publishing the, of course, internal markets bill, highlighting the way in which they hope that the four nations of the United Kingdom will come together in the post-Brexit world to operate together. But it's, turning into an almighty row between the UK and the European Union that could well end up in the courts.
Just looking at the small print of that internal markets bill and mentioning the fact how wonderful it was that people could travel between different countries in the UK to work and to live, and as if they were kind of almost threatening to remove the freedom of movement within the UK.
Yeah, it's absolutely bizarre. It does threaten the union, there's no doubt about this. And if we were to go for a no-deal Brexit, as we were saying yesterday, the idea of a hard border on the island of Ireland and promoting greater potential for Scottish independence will raise some of those secondary order issues that the government need to be aware of.
Yes, and I was mentioning the other day the chances of securing a US-UK trade agreement if they are going to rip up the withdrawal agreements between the EU and the UK are looking close to zero, with Nancy Pelosi saying yesterday there'd be absolutely no chance of a deal if Mr Johnson's actions threaten peace in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of elements playing out, not only in the UK and in the Europe, but the broader political perspective. I mean, the hope was, of course, that freed from the bureaucracy of Europe, the UK could go out and make trade agreements with some other parts of the world, fast-growing parts of the world, and some early signs that that was gaining some momentum. But the reality is these trade agreements do not happen overnight. I think as we went into the 2016 referendum, memory serves me correctly, the average time it had taken a trade agreement to happen was around 6.4 years in the previous 40 years. Gives you some idea how long these things take to come together. So the idea that overnight, after ending transition at the end of this year, that we're going to have a whole queue of countries agreeing trade agreements, I don't think is particularly realistic. And that shortfall will, of course, pose problems, at least in the medium term, for the UK economy.
OK, on to the markets. Much better day yesterday.
Tech turnaround, European equities rising nicely, US stocks rebounding from a three-day sell-off as buyers piled into beaten down tech shares, helping to lift the Nasdaq to its best day since April. Computer chip and hardware makers very much leading the way. Of course, volatility remains a key feature of equity markets at the moment. Remember, the Nasdaq fell into correction territory, was down 11%. Before bouncing back yesterday. Yesterday's action, I think, does show that buyers still believe in technology and they're looking to take advantage of any dips. Apple, Zoom shares jumping. Tesla, we've been talking about that over the course of the past few trading sessions, up 10% yesterday, following the big slide in the previous few sessions. S&P closed today up 2%. Nasdaq was up 2.7%. Looking at a mixed start on the European bourses this morning, where we're currently calling the FTSE down 17 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 12 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 4 points.
Yeah, you say a good day for the markets, but some signs of caution still with trading in currencies, commodities and bonds pretty subdued yesterday.
A little bit subdued yesterday. There's some big elements trying to work out in the global environment, and that's going to continue. Uncertainty is going to be a theme for the rest of this year and certainly into 2021. So we look at the path of the pandemic. We look at the trading relationship between the United States and China. We've got the US presidential election. So we've been talking about Brexit needs to be resolved. These are big geopolitical issues that will have a consequence for markets, have a consequence for sentiment, and play out in many of those asset classes you just mentioned.
You're going to be a busy boy then, aren't you?
It's going to be very busy.
Yeah. Uncle Barclay wants to summon you back to Canary Wharf before you know it.
Double bubble.
double bubble?
No,
you're going to get danger money for it, are you?
No, listen, we look forward to going back to the office as and when we can. Slowly that's happening. The good news is productivity remains strong. Engagement with clients, I think, has been stronger than I can ever remember in my more than two decades at the bank. So listen, we're proud of what we're doing. We stay in touch with clients. We've got a tremendous discretionary portfolio management performance that we're incredibly proud of. So there's a lot to keep us busy.
A halfpenny wisely invested in the bank.
Quite right. Quite right.
Okay, all eyes on the ECB, who'll be counting their halfpennies at the moment.
Yeah, it's tough times for the European Central Bank. Faltering recovery, stronger euro, subdued inflation outlook, all putting pressure on policymakers to add to their response. Eurozone, remember, had that record contraction, 12.1% in the second quarter. Still remains vulnerable to softer external demand, weaker domestic demand. Some of the high-frequency data continues to point to a fragile recovery. Lots of people watching unemployment, of course. Unemployment rose to 7.9% in July. We think as the furlough programme starts to unwind, some have been extended, of course, in the likes of Germany, but as many of them start to unwind, start to see unemployment rising once again. See euro area unemployment 9.5% at the end of this year. Inflation, remember, turned negative in August. We think it will average just 0.1% in the second half of this year. 1.1% in 2021, well below the target level. What does that mean? Well, market participants expect the European Central Bank will need to increase that pandemic buying program by 350 billion euros by December. We think purchases will not end until at least the fourth quarter of 2021. No interest rate changes seen through December 2022. So, European Central Bank working hard. Some suggestion yesterday that we may see a slightly more positive spin from the meeting today in terms of growth forecasts and inflation outlook, but still remain very subdued compared to where they would hope it would be.
Foreign exchanges, pound below the €1.10 level, huh?
Yeah, just holding around that sort of level. Uncertainty around Brexit inevitably going to play out in foreign exchange markets. We know FX is primarily the market, and investors have been expressing confidence or doubt over whether a deal can happen. Pound against the dollar on 1.30 this morning. Euro dollar coming at 1.18. You say pound buying you €1.10 this morning.
Okay, I'll let you get back to your lawn then.
Have a good day. Thank you, sir.
Although many would say you should have been put out to grass years ago.
Oh, very good. Very nice finish.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hank Watson, Barclays.